right now go to the CBUSHomeImprovement.com live line. We find ABC News Jim Ryan live on the scene. Jim, where are you this morning, Jim?
Back in Texas, Joel.
Okay. Yeah, I know a lot of times you're down in the Dallas area, but you've been floating around here lately, so I just wanted to kind of set the stage. So what's going on with this Benadryl challenge?
Yeah, it's one of these things. You have to really check into these things, Joel, because very often it doesn't pan out too much. It becomes an internet rumor as much as anything else. But this is a real thing. The Food and Drug Administration is warning parents that kids around the country, teenagers, are overdosing on Benadryl intentionally in hopes of having hallucinations. It's cost at least one teenager her life in Oklahoma. There were three kids here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area who were hospitalized way back in May after taking too many. I think that's before really this Benadryl challenge had gathered much traction or before anyone knew much about it. Well, now the FDA has stepped in. It's issuing warnings to parents, telling them that, yeah, Benadryl, the allergy medication, is an over-the-counter drug. But, Joel, they're suggesting that the parents lock the stuff up anyway and treat it just as they would a prescription painkiller.
Yeah, and that's not something that they lock up at the store. I mean, you can just walk up and pick that off the shelf and pay for it, right?
Yeah, Benadryl, the typical Benadryl, that's right. But there are other antihistamines and allergy medications that are back behind the counter if they contain epinephrine.
So when you look at that, and again, you know, kids being kids, sometimes you just follow and ask questions later. But I mean, is that a parent thing? Is that, you know, parents need to talk to the kids, or they just got to be like, look, don't be that stupid all the time.
Well, no, yeah, you're exactly right. That's something that the FDA and other health specialists are urging parents, that they do need to sit down and have a conversation with their kids and all circumstances, but especially in something like this that can be quite dangerous. The thinking at this point, Joel, is that kids who are already susceptible to mental depression, susceptible to substance abuse, may catch on to this thing on social media, TikTok especially, and may act on it. You know, they're self-isolated. In many cases, they're not seeing their schools, their friends, their classmates, and taking part in activities related to that. And so they're bored and at home and checking out social media and seeing something like this. So, yeah, there are signs that parents need to be watching for that they could be involved in something like this.
Yeah, that's one of those things, too. Is it only happening on TikTok, or is it on other social media platforms, too?
Well, it's certainly, if it hasn't spread to others, then it certainly will. Because, unfortunately, once one social medium picks it up, then others will as well. But it seems to have started on TikTok, because TikTok is so widely used now during this pandemic.
Yeah, and you say one young lady has lost her life as a result of this, and others have been hospitalized. I mean, is there a way to tell? I mean, is there any kind of reaction that a parent might say, oh, geez, maybe they're doing the Benadryl challenge?
Well, I mean, if first of all, you need to try to watch in advance to see if they might be susceptible to doing something like this.
Yeah.
If their attitude changes, their behavior, their eating habits, their sleeping habits, you know, and if they're showing signs of depression during this isolation or during this period of pandemic, you know, you might sit down and try to head it off in the first place. But if they do start showing signs of acting strangely, like they're on drugs or something, and if you start noticing that the Benadryl is not in the medicine cabinet, you know, just watch for these things. They're fairly simple and straightforward, but the consequences can be dire. FDA is asking doctors, hospital emergency rooms around the country to report when they suspect a Benadryl overdose so that the FDA can start building some kind of database on when this is happening, where, and who it involves.
Yeah, I kind of miss the days of the ice bucket challenge. I mean, it was kind of fun to watch. It wasn't terribly risky, and it was actually, helping raise money for a cause.
Yeah, exactly. And it kind of morphed from that into something more dangerous. You know, the Tide Pod Challenge from 2018, the cinnamon challenge that happened before that. And now we've got the Benadryl Challenge.